student experience at NAU, it's very inclusive. I found my community very fast.
I actually met all my roommates in my plant ID class. Best roommates ever.
Welcome to Forests, Fire, and Futures, a new podcast from the School of Forestry at Northern Arizona University. I'm Executive Director Dave Orty. In this episode, we find out what it's really like to study forestry. From fieldwork to campus life, discover the unique experiences of School of Forestry undergraduates straight from the source. Inside the Forestry Undergrad Experience.
I think the community within the School of Forestry, the extracurriculars, whether that's the Student Association for Fire Ecology, Forestry Club, the Grad Student Association, the community and the students there help each other out to get ready for the future.
My name is Lauren Orm. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the Inclusive Recruitment and Retention Manager for Northern Arizona University's School of Forestry. I'm still relatively new to the role, but there are kind of two aspects to my work. The first one is on campus, so it's very much student-focused. It's connecting them directly to resources, developing those resources if they don't exist, building those communities of belonging that students really need in order to feel successful and supported. When I worked with students, and one student in particular, to help develop physical accessibility training for our faculty and staff, designing content and what to say, it was really meaningful for this student to get to present to the faculty on accessibility best practices and things that they can do to really make a difference. And an absolute champagne moment for me was to see the reception that this student received from our faculty and staff. They were so grateful and they really celebrated this student as well.
My name is Emmy Vanderplume. I'm doing a certificate in forest health and restoration. I'm the president of the International Forestry Students Association. We're a global organization with chapters all over the world, entirely ran by students. We primarily focus on advocating for a world that appreciates forests and incorporating that into our activism and community service, as well as interacting culturally with other people and networking, but also learning more about each other. We have global events like the International Forestry Student Symposium for all the different countries that participate in IFSA, so they all get to meet up once a year and learn about forestry in a new place and experience the culture of that place. Last year we went to Quebec in Canada, and that was so much fun. We're going to be hosting the Canadian American Regional Meeting in Flagstaff at NAU, so I'm really excited for that. One thing I love about the forestry clubs is that everyone supports each other with what they're trying to do, and we actually host like a holiday party with all the clubs every year, and that's really fun. There's definitely like a lot of camaraderie within all the clubs. We just recently had a Zoom call for women and gender non-conforming people in forestry. It's just really cool to like swap stories with people and make friends from all over the place.
My name is Ren Natris. I am a forestry student earning my certificate in forest health and ecological restoration. I'm president of Forestry Club. Forestry Club is also the student chapter at NAU for the Society of American Foresters. It's a nationwide organization. They have a national conference every year, and we go every year. It's a really good opportunity for students to go out and network, meet with other foresters across the country, learn about the projects that other students are doing at their colleges. It opens up a really good avenue for students to find potential jobs for the summer. We also encourage students to go to the Northern Arizona SAF meetings, which are hosted the last Monday of every month at Grand Canyon Brewery, which is right next to campus, really convenient for students to go there.
I've done a lot of outreach, basically finding and locating people who identify as a member of an underrepresented community who are working in these roles who can then share their experiences with me. And I've written articles about their experiences and have posted them on our School of Forestry webpage, which is what will allow students to really see that there are so many people in so many different roles and what those roles look like and who those people are. Students can hopefully find someone who looks like them or has their same pronouns, and that then helps make this career accessible to them because they see themselves reflected in it. The School of Forestry has an inclusivity and equity page, so it's really designed to help increase access to things like scholarships, groups that will support students, resource centers, things like that. And then at the bottom of the page are those career spotlights that really will help connect students with positions and roles that they might find interesting, but also just really highlight the diversity of people who are, in fact, working in natural resource management and conservation.
I work for one of the forestry labs on campus as an undergrad research tech. We're seeing if treatments are working on ponderosa pines against bark beetle attacks. What I am learning is that all this research being done on resilience for not just ponderosa pines, but also southwestern white pine and all other conifers within the Southwest and in the West in general is really important in terms of climate change and in terms of these mass amounts of trees dying.
I work for the Ecological Restoration Institute. I mostly do dendrochronology and like fire scar stuff. It's been really good to get experience in this lab. I personally loved silviculture with Dr. Waring. Learning from her was just the best. It was such a cool class. I also really loved the plant ID class.
Mainly these positions will come up, like professors will just ask their students in their class, or they'll make a post on Handshake, which is our job posting website on NAU. It gives you a really good opportunity to work inside of a lab, get that forestry experience while you're still in school. When your professors put out these job postings, jump at them for sure. Forestry 220, which is a range and plant ID class, you learn how to ID plants all the way up from the San Francisco Peaks all the way down to Sedona Valley. So it's like a forestry botany class. It's one of my favorites. My soils class, 213, it's like a forest soils class. You get to learn how to identify different soil types, and then you get to go and apply that out into the field as well. That would be another one of my faves. I love silviculture, especially now since we're in a time of climate change and wanting to make sure that our forests are the healthiest they can be. And I really want to be a part of that.
My name is Cole Brandt. I think one of my favorite classes was my capstone, pretty much the last class you take your senior year. We had a project where we get information of this forest and we have to write a series of prescriptions for it. Whether that's like thinning, different types of harvests, if we think the forest should burn or not burn, how do we account for endemic wildlife? It was nice to kind of take all these smaller topics that we've learned throughout the years and really combine them into one project. Yeah, I really enjoy learning, so I'm looking forward to be back in the classroom. I'll be studying with Dr. Kat Edgley, a couple different projects, but they'll all be around wildfire and communities. How to help communities understand the importance of preparing for fire and also what that looks like and how to do it effectively. I started at NAU in 2018, and since my freshman year, I was a member of SAFE, the Student Association for Fire Ecology. And that was an integral part of my undergrad experience, just all the learning that happened outside the classroom through this club. Everything from like chainsaw work, how to get federal jobs. We did a trip to Georgia where we did a series of prescribed burns. SAFE provided hands-on experience that really translated well to my future jobs, stuff that you can't learn necessarily inside the classroom.
My name is Kelsey Carlson. I am the vice president of the SAFE Club, which is the Student Association for Fire Ecology. We are a club that's focused on getting students summer jobs, specifically in fire. We go to conferences around the U.S., and we also do a springtime trip to usually Georgia, the southeast somewhere, and we do prescribed burns. So kids that have never seen fire, we're able to expose that to them and essentially red card them. It gives you permission to work as a firefighter type 2, a wildland firefighter. Pay attention to the emails that come from the forestry office. Those emails are just opportunities waiting for you to jump on them. An email was sent out about the Women in Wildland Fire program. It was essentially a 2-weekend camp that you went down and they gave you a field day. You took all your FEMA courses you need for fire. They essentially gave me all of the tools to become a wildland firefighter, how to do my federal resume, and they showed me how to apply to USA Jobs, which is a very hard website to navigate, and that is how I got my job in wildland fire, through that boot camp. So pay attention to those emails, look at them, if anything sparks your interest, do whatever program comes through, because they're incredible opportunities.
My name is Wills de Grandpre. I grew up in Montana. I just knew I loved being outside, and I knew I loved thinking about resource management decisions and what we take from the natural world and how we interact with it. I decided to move to Flagstaff when I was 19 to go to NAU for my undergrad. One of my best friends, he worked on the Kaibab National Forest the previous summer, and he was working on a fire engine. He said, "Hey, Wills, you should totally do this with me. You would love it." I applied, got the job, and it was interesting. Just sort of seeing the things that were used in actual fire suppression operations, it was great. I'm very into like physical activity, and when you're a wildland firefighter, I mean, every day you get paid to work out. Being on wildland fires is super exciting. It was a very busy summer on the Kaibab. I believe I was on around 10 fires over the summer. And yeah, it's just exciting. It's a great atmosphere. There's a lot going on. And it's just fun for a young person who is into being out there in the woods and learning and adventuring.
The faculty, they are very, very welcoming to all students. So I would totally recommend going to their office hours when they have them. They are there to help. They're also so friendly and so awesome to work with. They can answer most of the questions that you have. It's so, so fun being able to just walk into an office and be like, "Hey, like, can I like ask you this? Or can you help me with this?" They welcome all new students with open arms, and I love it.
The faculty's there for our success. If you go to office hours and you ask for help, they will be the most patient people in the entire world to you.
Yeah, I think if you're thinking about going to NAU, I would just say make sure you get involved with the club. You get to meet people and you get to have some pretty cool experiences.
They have awesome student programs like socialization events. They're going getting drinks or doing trail cleanups, things like that, which is really cool. So you can become involved.
I've been able to make some of the best friends of my entire life and learn some really amazing things from people that I would have not had the opportunity to if I had never heard of IFSA. And I want other people to have those awesome opportunities.
I've totally fallen in love with Flagstaff, and it's a wonderful place if you're into camping or hiking or mountain biking, climbing, canyoneering, backpacking. My student experience at NAU has just been what I wanted it to be.
I love this program. If you want to make friends, definitely come to forestry.